Here comes Captain Jet.
Blog Talk Radio.
It was 44 years ago today that our friend and co-host got into the undertaking business. I've never figured out what defines success in that industry, but Ray Hoffman never left a telephone inside a casket as it was being carried out of the church. Ray could have been a contender, but instead earned recognition by never leaving a chiclet in a deceased person's pocket. He may hate hot dogs, but we still love them. Speaking of hot dogs, welcome to Eat Me, proudly partnered with Dairy Winkle of Charleston, West Virginia. They have over 100 milkshake flavors. That even counts the cheese and broccoli one. And now, another wasted 30 minutes of life. Away we go. I'm John Guy.
I'm Peg Palmer from Sarasota.
Well, where's Eli?
Eli's not
well, let me chime in.
There.
Eli's not here yet, but you got Captain Jet, Peggy, and there's the listener.
And it's what are you speaking
and you got
into
Ray
a tin can? My God! Hey, Ray.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing. And we've got who do we have again? Pam.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Pam. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. You're taking Eli's place tonight.
Oh, you're kidding. I'm not.
Oh, you're a pinch hitter, Pam. Come on. You can do this. You listen to the show every week, right?
Yeah, I've been listening every week.
You have nothing better to do with your time than listen to our show?
Oh, I got plenty to do. I just like the show. A friend of mine said the end of it.
Oh, thanks, Ann.
Pam is calling us from Florida also. Pam, is Florida actually the home of more crazy people than any other state?
Oh, I don't know. There's a bunch of nuts down here.
There are a lot of nuts there. I'm telling you. But let's see. Carl Hyason, he covers them pretty damn well. So does Tim Dorsey. I love reading both of them about the characters of Florida. Peggy, how was your week?
It was good. It was good. It's been really hot here. I'm getting really tired of the summer heat, 94 degrees today. But I guess you know about heat in Arizona, huh, John?
I live in a desert, for God's sakes, of course. We always have heat. We have heat in January, for God's sakes. It never ends. It never ends. It's a desert. But by the same token, we are brought to you tonight in conjunction with the Dairy Winkle in Marmette, West Virginia. And I talked to them today, and I asked, how much would it cost to ship 100 Dairy Winkle hot dogs to Arizona? And he said, it doesn't travel well, but he'll send me some chili sauce, Peg. I can make my own Dairy Winkle.
That sounds like a good idea. Maybe you could make like a video.
Ray would be all for that, right? Ray, you want me to share?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm all for it. Good for business.
Well, he'll send the chili sauce. I can buy the coleslaw, and we'll just we'll take your recommendation as to what kind of dog we want. And I'll make some hillbilly hot dogs. Oh yeah.
Ooh, with
no hot dog.
Pam, you still
yes.
with us?
Oh, yes,
what do you like to eat? What do you like to eat, Pam?
I like shrimp. I like Italian food. All the things that aren't good for me.
Yeah. All right. She's one of us, guys. She's one of us.
She's one of you, John.
Hey, guys, have 102 listeners.
And
South Germantown, Pennsylvania says, can I put on a skirt and bring my fake boobs and get on? I don't know, Sal.
How big are the fake boobs? I guess that would be my question.
I don't know. Sal didn't say.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Well,
Don,
let me get a little quick one in here.
Yes, sir.
A quick report. I don't want to take too much time, but I went to three bodegas, and one in Brooklyn and two in Manhattan to get a report on all this beautiful food that we're putting in our bodies. And one bodega I went to, I asked for a ham and cheese flatbread sandwich. That's the old-time fat flatbread sandwiches. And they made this... they made this ham and cheese sandwich, and he put it on this grill with this big flat thing that they pull down on the sandwich. And when they pulled down when they pulled on the sandwich, a mouse ran across the top of the stove. And I was like, "Don't put that in there. I don't want any extra meat. I don't want to pay for any extra meat."
No protein, huh?
No protein. But it smelled like cat, and the cat was laying on top of the potato chip rack, and he was laying on the chips sleeping while the mouse was running across the grill. And I proceeded to buy the sandwich, and I went outside and deposited it in the trash barrel outside the bodega, and I went off to the next
one. Did the cat ever wake up?
Cat didn't move a wink. I don't know if he was dead, but he must be very active at night or whatever, because the bodega smelled just like cat urine and cat. So,
This
is the place. Let me tell you something. This is the place you want to bring the family for a nice family lunch. You know. And let me tell you, John. People don't understand, you know, if you read the Bible, and I'm not turning this into a religious thing, but if you read the Bible, how old them people were. They lived to be 400 and something years old in the old days. People are dying at 38 now. Maybe it's something to do in they say in the water. No, it's something to do in the food that people are eating. It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. I'm afraid to eat.
Well, I read the Huffington Post online, and they had a big, big article in the last several days about how bad hot dogs are for you.
Oh, yeah.
They completely agree with you, Ray.
Yep.
So then you went where?
What?
What bodega did you go to then?
Then I went to Avenue C. I went from Avenue D to Avenue C. Up around the block, there was another bodega. And it was a lot cleaner as far as mice go. But the roach infestation was a little bit much. So I got another flatbread sandwich out of there. And believe me, I deposited that in the basket outside also. But while I was in this the second bodega, a guy come in, and he asked for a ham and cheese, extra cheese, extra mayo, extra ham on the white bread with pickles, onions, and he put all kinds of this stuff on.
Was that Eli?
No, it wasn't Eli. But the guy, he ordered this sandwich, and the thing was about a foot high. And he, by the time they were done with the flattener, that thing was like 3 inches. So he puts that in there. The guy picks the sandwich up off the grill, and you could literally see the grease pouring off the sandwich. So he wraps it up in wax paper, and the guy said, "Anything else?" And he says, "Yeah, give me a large Diet Dr. Pepper." Diet Dr. Pepper? Like you're really worried about your health?
Wow.
Pam, would you have eaten that, Pam?
No way.
Oh.
What if they put shrimp on it?
Nope. I have a hard time eating certain foods. And I can't eat them at all.
Okay.
Hey, we're up to
go ahead, Peg.
And Danny from Utica, New York says, "How big is Pam's boobs? Love that Florida sun." Sorry, Pam. Harold from Mesa, Arizona said, "Ray is a party pooper. Can't bring him to a bar. Where is Eli giving traffic tickets tonight? Hi, Peg. Who is Pam? Love to play Crocodile Dundee with her." So you're causing a commotion out there, Pam.
Where are you from originally, Pam?
Staten Island, New York.
You're one of Ray's people. Okay. Okay.
Where do you live in Florida, Pam?
Pensacola.
Pensacola. The northern part, right in the panhandle there.
Yep, and for the last 2 months, it did nothing but rain down here.
Oh, really? We've had a little bit of rain, but it's been kind of dry here in Sarasota to west central Florida.
It starts off rainy in the morning, gets a little sunny in the afternoon, about 1. Then about 3:30. It gets so dark here, it's like midnight, and it rains for a couple of hours. And this has been going on for the last couple of months.
The thing I always hated about Florida was that they have these flying bugs, love bugs or whatever they're called. They're the size of, I don't know, a canned ham, and they hit your windshield, and, you know, it has to be dangerous if you're on a motorcycle.
Are they like the palmetto bugs? They look like little, they're almost the size of matchbox cars. They're really creepy.
Yeah, they are creepy. Hey, Ray, in the Bible, since you brought it up, and it says that people were living 4,000 years or whatever. They didn't need many undertakers back then, did they?
Back in that day, they had undertakers, believe it or not, but they weren't called undertakers. They were called hanutis.
They were called what?
Hanutis.
Hanuti?
Hanuti. Hanuti means a person that works with the dead.
Ray, nobody tunes into this program to learn anything. Okay, Ray? We're just getting way overboard on this. My goodness, we're learning way too much.
We have 243 listeners now from Pittsburgh, Miami, Boston, Seattle, Phoenix, Jacksonville, New York, and Philly already. Wow.
Yeah. Well, these are people that want to learn about cooking.
Yeah.
It's not about undertaking. I don't know.
Yeah. They want to learn about cooking. That's why we get more and more every week.
Pam, do you ride a bicycle?
No, I never did.
Oh, okay. You can't totally be Eli then, because Eli rides a bicycle. He's a bicycle cop. Raises so many questions in my mind, like, how do you go after a speeder on a bicycle? You know what I mean? He can't keep up with the traffic. No wonder he's had so many heart attacks.
Well, that's in Speedway, Indianapolis, right?
Yes.
So,
that's
there
correct.
You've been there, right, John?
Hey, John?
Yes? Yes?
I just got a text from our boss, and let me tell you something. We have hit a new high. 4 listeners.
4? No way. You know?
Yeah.
Two of them
I think the fourth one is
the, dairy
is the one that dialed the wrong number.
Yeah. We got to get a recording for this show, you know, to ward
we
off.
We
got to
get
people
together and make a video.
You can have a video,
you know,
of John making hot sauce, right? For hot dogs.
Ooh. Yeah, we can have Eli eating. You know, I read this today somewhere. I don't even know why. You know why Mayberry was so peaceful in the Andrew Griffith show? Nobody was married.
Yeah.
Think about
there's
it.
There's a lot of sneaking around at night.
The only character that was married was Otis, and he was in town drunk.
And he was the mayor.
Everybody else was single. Are you single,
right,
Pam?
I'm divorced.
Oh, okay. Well, that means you're single. Gosh. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. I hadn't really considered the fact that everyone was single in Mayberry. No one was married. Says a lot about the institution of marriage.
And you know, a big part of the show was they promoted Sills.
Yeah.
They were always looking for the still that Otis was drinking from.
That's true. That's right.
Speaking of marriage, Albert from Poway says, I am married but have to hide this show from my wife. She thinks I'm playing with myself in the bathroom. Thank God it's 30 minutes.
She'd probably be better off.
I don't know about that, what? Albert.
Oh my God. Well, our show brings up a lot of interesting topics. This is a first, though, for masturbation, I think. Thank you, Albert. Thank you.
Mike from Alpharetta, Georgia says, Eli must be drunk tonight eating Dairy Queen. Sorry about that, Mike. Eli's actually being a good husband and taking good care of his wife. So she just had surgery, so we're sending good thoughts to them.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I just got a text from the boss, and he says, this is a cooking show. Come on. Okay, folks. You take the chicken and make sure you don't cook the gizzard inside the chicken. You've got to pull that out. And you get yourself some stovetop stuffing, and you mix it all up, and you stuff it in the chicken. You stick the chicken in the oven at 350 for about 45 minutes. But watch it in case it starts to burn. You take the bird out, you sit down, you heat up a can of corn, and you got your dinner. That's your cooking lesson for tonight from the Undertaker.
Great. What the hell is a gizzard?
actually part of the chicken, right?
I don't. Do people don't have gizzards, do they?
No,
You can buy them in any of the stores. They come in their own separate little packets, the vintage.
Yeah, but how come people don't have gizzards?
They do.
I don't know.
Oh, we do?
People have a lot of gizzards.
Really?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, so I've never heard anyone go to the hospital for removal of the gizzard, though.
Well, let me tell you, when they operate on you, if they operate on you for any intestinal problems, they take the intestines out. They're 30 feet long.
What do they do with them, Ray?
No, they take them out, they lay them on a table, and they get the infected area, operate on them, and then they put them back in again.
They don't stuff them with hot dogs, do they? Yeah.
Well, that's why they're taking them out, to get rid of the hot dogs.
And if the room is only 20 feet long and the intestine is 30 feet,
they have a table out into the hallway.
They
wind the intestines around like a big ring of sausage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey. Pam, what food do you miss the most from New York?
The New York pizza. Can't get a decent pizza here in Florida.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
They can't get pizza in Florida because the water down there. That's the only reason why they can't make pizza.
Huh.
The pizza here is terrible.
Yeah, it's the dough. The dough doesn't rise with that Florida water. You have to have the New York water and the northern water for the dough to rise. You put the yeast in there. In Florida, they put the yeast in, and they put the Florida water, and the dough doesn't rise down there.
Because it's close to so low sea level. That's part of it, too. Things don't bake the same either.
Yeah, I know that, but it's the water. It's definitely the water. Because they've had pizzeria down there that guys from New York have gone down there, and they found out the same problem. And they actually had tanker trucks come down with New York water, and they have big tanks that they fill up their tanks and use New York, and with filters and everything, and they use the New York water to make pizza. If you get a good pizza in Florida, it's New York water.
Oh, well, honey.
Well, I'm living here 21 years, and I haven't had a good pizza yet.
What was the name of that pizza place we used to eat at? And they brought in New York water, remember?
I don't know.
It was up in Phoenix, and they had one. They brought in New York water and cooked their pizzas using New York water. Yeah.
Well, you know,
I don't remember the name. It was a chain. I just looked at my text messages, and I got one from, Peggy in Sarasota going, "What are we going to talk about, John?" Peggy, I guess you do. We're going to have a long conversation with Pam, and we're going to bitch about pizza.
Rex Pittsburgh says,
"I'm sorry."
There you go.
It looked it up. It says humans do not have gizzards. Birds have gizzards because they don't have teeth. The gizzard's function is to grind the food in the bird's alimentary canal. So people don't have gizzards. I didn't think we had.
Well, yeah, they haven't looked in the inside of a person when they've been autopsied.
John from Rosen,
when you open up a dead body, Ray, do 420 blackbirds emerge?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Okay, because when I go out, I want to go out with a bang, you know? I want to make a statement.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, blackbirds would freak people out. That would definitely be
420.
Funeral to remember.
24 blackbirds fly out of the body. Now, that would be a YouTube moment. You betcha. Wow.
Donnie from Rosendale, Mass. says, come on, John, you don't have pizza in the desert. Try those tacos and breakfast burritos. And we're up to over 327 listeners.
Wow. Is that impressive? That's a lot of lost souls out there, if you think about it.
That's a lot of people that got to buy the microphone and they can't watch TV without microwave popcorn.
That's true. My favorite, though, I have to say, my favorite was the guy who hides in the bathroom and his wife thinks he's pleasuring himself when in reality he's listening to us.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
And we're not even X-rated. Can you imagine if we were X-rated?
No. No, my God. I mean, it's just, wow, the mental image. He's in there probably with a Philco radio or something. What's he listening to us on in his bathroom? That's my question now. I just don't know. What the hell are we going to do next week, guys? I mean,
well,
you know,
somebody will pull in a recipe. Hopefully somebody will pull in a recipe.
Yeah.
We can, you know, discuss, you know, like make some kind of meal.
Are you going to be with us next week, Pam?
I sure hope so.
Oh, I sure hope so. Are you like one of those golden girls?
If you're asking me for my senior citizen, yes.
Well, you know, okay, because, you know, I'm picturing you as, what is it, Sophia on the Golden Girls. That's what I'm picturing you as.
No,
I'm
not
close?
That old.
Oh, well, okay. I won't even ask how old you are. I'll just go with the fact that you're pissed off because you can't get good pizza in Florida.
Nope, can't get good pizza here in Florida.
Oh, we've got about a minute to go. Want to let everyone know that wrapping everything up a little later is going to be Hannah time. Cornelius Hannah is going to be bringing us Hannah time here on the Mancini Network, and it is being streamed on StreamYard, something I've never heard of. But anyway, I digress. That's really going to wrap it up for us, guys. Pam, I want to thank you for being a part of our show.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for letting me be.
Oh, Pam's going to send us the bill. You just know it. Mancini,